We had this expression, the concept of Ben Sayre Remaira, somebody who we know, a child who has gone astray and gone astray badly, and he goes on his chayte in the most egregious fashion. He does something which we consider to be a point of no return. He's gone, and it's not a question of bad upbringing or anything else, and for every reason he goes out, he steals money, and he uses it for intents of his party beyond anything normal, anything rational, and we understand that from where he's holding right now in life, he's going to do the worst things down the road. And Rashi points out that he's indeed chayv mitzvah right now. We go ahead and we kill this person. And Rashi says the reason why we kill him is because, based on Al-Khazal, that we need an Al-Shem Seifa, because such a person, we understand that sooner or later, he's headed out, he's going to become a crook, he'll stand, Rashi will stand at the crossroads and he'll hold people up, he'll be engaged in other forms of general behavior which will bring risk to himself and to other people. And since then, it's only a matter of time till he himself will be Chayiv Misa for doing criminal acts. We spare him the criminal acts, we spare the world of sort of having to deal with him, and we go ahead and we execute him right now. Now, two questions here. First of all, if he goes ahead, the case Rashi, the scenario Rashi depicts is where he goes ahead and he will stand at a crossroads and he will actually hold people up and he will shoot them. Let's say somebody goes ahead and kills somebody. The misa prescribed by the Torah, the punishment will be a misa of chenek. The form of misa which Ben Sayre might receive is skilin. So we're not actually giving him the misa he would get if we project that particular course down the road. Now you may say he'll do other veiros too. Rashi only giving an example, but it's not exactly the case that Rashi gives. Furthermore, the entire mahalak seems to be already shver. We have someone here who didn't commit a crime. He committed a crime, but the crime he committed isn't commensurate with the einish he's receiving. He's going to receive an einish for something he never did. Down the road, many years later, maybe a few years, many years, he's going to be much worse, commit much worse crimes, and for that we're going to punish him. So how do we go ahead and kill someone now for an einish for something which he never yet did? Furthermore, we have a gemara in Rosh Hashanah, a famous gemara, that says by Yishmael, Yishmael was sent forth from Ravinu's house, and he's lying there in the desert with no water, and he's lying there pretty much at the brink of death. And we have this word, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein donis ha'adam el lafi ma'isav shal isa. Shah, shenema ki shom alei kim al kerl hanar ba'asher husham. Hashem says, go ahead, I'm going to save him. Why? And there ends up being water there. Yishmael goes on to live. And he says, ba'asher husham, I've heard the voice, the kerl of the nar, I've heard the tefillahs of the nar who's lying there, the young boy, Yishmael. I hear him, I see him, he's okay, he's good. At that moment, he's sincere, he's on a good path, and I'll save his life. So Rashi brings down on the Torah Rosh Hashanah, Rashi brings down famous Chazal. At that moment, the Malachim turned to Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, Yishmael. Yishmael is the father of many, many people in society who aren't exactly contributing to our welfare. Yeah, he says, the children of Yishmael are going to be harming Klal Yisrael for generations to come. So if you end his life now, if you let his life just be terminated, then that's it. It's over. All those people will never exist. How can you go ahead and let him live and cause such a hardship for Klal Yisrael? Hashem says, I've heard the Kerel HaNar about Sher Husham. Ain't done this Adam Elohim Maizah Shalai Sashah. We look at this specific moment. The person is a tzaddik right now. What comes later is not part of the cheshbon. Because Baruch Hu looks at the person, this moment is sincere, that's all that counts. What happens later, it's not part of the cheshbon. Now, it's a remarkable thing, because by us, we never really know the future. Because Baruch Hu, past, present, future, it's all the same thing. Yeah, there's no doubt that's what's going to happen in the future. And yet, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to engage with us in a manner that all that counts is the present. The person is sincere right now, it's all that counts. The question is, here we say by Yishmael, we're only judging the moment, and by Ben Sayre Meir, we say, no, go ahead and kill him because it's happening down the road. Masha asked the question, brings down others, the Reim, and others who asked the question, and they're pretty much stuck here for a Mahalach. I heard perhaps one route to go with this from C. Einstein of Nei Yisrael, and he said a very simple Mahalach. Perhaps it's true. As a matter of a protocol, it's a Baruch who only focuses on the moment. All that counts is here right now. If I'm good right now, I'm good to go. It doesn't matter what's coming down the road. If I'm bad right now, technically I should suffer an Einish right now. Now, the thing is like this. He says, technically, every single Aveira a person does should warrant capital punishment. Why is that? We know there's somebody who's close. Think of this moment. If someone's on, you know, someone's a high-ranking official in the government, and he makes a statement against the president, against the prime minister, and he's a general or something, and he questions the policies of the leader, he's going to be dismissed right away. The closer you are to the king, you stand to suffer major punishment, even though a commoner who made such a comment wouldn't really suffer anything. We as Klal Yisrael, anything we do against Kadosh Baruch Hu could theoretically warrant a death punishment right away, or a serious punishment right away. Why not? Because Baruch Hu has no interest in punishing any of us. So he says like this, you did something wrong, I'll give you plenty of time. Do tshuva, you have your whole life, do tshuva. Midas HaRachman says, even though every Aveira should suffer punishment right away, out of Rachmanus, Hashem says, I'll give you time, you have your whole life, do tshuva, no problem, no questions asked, I'll give you I'll give you a lot of leeway here. What happens if by giving a person the leeway, he corrupts himself further, and he dooms himself, he makes it much worse for himself. So the same Rachmana says, on the contrary, instead of giving him a longer leash, quite the contrary. And his life now, the same Rachmana says, don't let him hurt himself more. So the question is, we're not going ahead and killing him. When it comes to Ben Sayre Meir, in truth, we're not killing him because of what he does later. It's something he did wrong right now. That in itself should warrant the punishment. Normally, we'd give him a time to tshuva. Now we say, we'll judge him now at the moment. Rachmana says, don't let him hurt himself more. Judge him by the moment and let him end it now.